this work are Kira Shabram, Bilal Abdulkader. Fortunately, they can't make it, so I'm speaking on behalf of us. And I guess before I begin, I'll just briefly talk about just my personal interest in Wikipedia and research on Wikipedia. I grew up in Nigeria and Canada as a kid, and I'm the kind of kid who would like to read everything I can get my hands on. So first I began with Childcraft, Kids Encyclopedia. Then when my dad let me get my hands on it, I started reading World Book. I just grabbed the encyclopedia and just read articles. I just loved the idea you could read anything about anything, and I just am interested in that kind of stuff. Then later on, eventually I became an academic. I'm in information systems, which is IT applications in business. And I was doing different research areas, mainly internet applications in developing countries. But then I would always I'd come across Wikipedia, this online encyclopedia. And it took me a while before I finally figured out what was going on, that this was an open source encyclopedia. And then that immediately fascinated me. And I just thought it was a cool concept. And like when I was a kid, I'd read articles for hours and then start contributing a little bit here and there. And then I found that a lot of times, instead of doing my research, I'm reading Wikipedia, going around Wikipedia. Then eventually I said, well, I mean, if I can research Wikipedia, then I can get an excuse to fool around with it and then call it research, call it work. And so that's what got me this general area. I first applied for a grant from Canadian government to study Wikipedia and I got a grant a few years ago, but then I went on leave for 2 years for personal Christian training. Then when I came back to study Wikipedia, I found that suddenly, when I'd started, I'd done one or two studies, there was just not that many articles. But when I came back, I found there were hundreds of articles. So I decided that the first thing I would do in coming back to this field would be to do a literature review, which is basically look at all the research, that's research literature that has been done on a subject, and try to get a hold of it. And at that point, I thought there were maybe 100 scholarly articles or so, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And so eventually, well, I found that, I mean, there's definitely well over 1,000 to date. And so this is a little bit about my current state of this research, trying to get a grasp on what academics have done on Wikipedia, and trying to see, mainly trying to bring it to the people who make Wikipedia to bring the insights to connect from academic scholarly research to practical insights that can be useful for the Wikipedia and Wikimedia communities. So first, just an outline of what I'll go over. I need to emphasize that this is a work in progress. I had thought I'd be far more advanced at this stage, but because, as I said, there's hundreds or even well over 1,000 studies involved, so I've really had to go back and forth and try to make this more manageable. So I'll first talk about the research questions, what exactly I'm trying to figure out from this research. And then next, the study inclusion criteria, which is with so many articles, there's no way to study everything. So I had to cut and slash in some places. So I'll explain where I drew the limits on what we'll be studying. Then next, the search process. How am I going about actually finding articles? And then I'll spend some time on some sample preliminary results. That's just, I'll take some interesting lines of research to give you an idea of the kind of things that people are coming up with. Now, actually, Mako in the second half is going to look specifically at some of the most interesting or some sample studies that have been done in the past year, year and a half. And so we've coordinated a little bit together, so I'm not going to mentioned the ones that he's going to highlight, so I might just refer to them briefly. But I'll give a fuller perspective back to, I think, more back to 2004, 2005, which is when serious academic research on Wikipedia began. Then I'll end with some next steps for this research, including a lot of desire for feedback from you all, and then my intended steps for disseminating the results of the study. Okay, so the specific research questions, and that's what we're trying to do in this research, is first, what studies have been done on Wikipedia? So what are the high quality studies? And try to identify them and collect them in a way that people who are looking for research on Wikipedia can easily access them. Then next, and related to that is, okay, looking at those studies, what research questions have been asked? There's two aspects. One is what research questions have practitioners, meaning members of the Wikipedia, media communities, but also users of Wikipedia and other, users, individual users, organizational users, government, or anyone else interested in these, what kind of things do they want to learn? Then from academics, the main academic research questions are what has been studied and how much does it map to what people who actually will use it really care about. Then along the lines of that, what theoretical frameworks have been used? And theory is about having an explanation, not just observing trends, observing patterns, but actually trying to explain what is going on. So what kind of theories have been used to try to make sense of Wikipedia? Then what methodological approaches, such as qualitative studies, such as interviews, case studies, or maybe more quantitative approaches that involve statistical analysis. So what approaches have researchers taken to try to understand Wikipedia? And then what conclusions have been made? So the studies that have been done, what have they found? What have they discovered? And that includes some things will be inconclusive and some things need further research. And this is important to guide future researchers to not replicate what's already been done and to know what to really focus on in the future. Okay, as I'm moving along here, if anyone has any questions, please just raise your hand. Don't be shy to stop me. Okay, now beginning with the research questions, a very important resource is the Wikimedia Foundation research goals. I'm not sure when these were first put up, but I believe the last update was last year. But there has been some discussion of trying to find out what does the Wikimedia Foundation actually want to know. See, I think I have a link to this. Sorry, just a moment. Okay, so there's a link to this page, and it's, of course, a wiki page, but a collection of different research questions and interests, and I won't go into all of them in detail, but my main point of highlighting this is that I will be comparing what research questions that have been generated by the foundation already and have been generated by Wikipedia researchers and then comparing them to what has already been done. So some of the general areas of interest are analyzing usage of Wikimedia projects, analyzing user contributions, so that's actual Wikipedians, different aspects of what they've done, and then analyzing the content, so the actual product and the evolution of it, how it has progressed over time. Okay, then I need to talk about the limits of this study. As I said, it's hard to estimate, but I don't think 1,500 or 2,000 would be too high an estimate of the number of research studies that have been done by academic researchers on Wikipedia to date. So reading all these articles, getting into them, finding out what they're actually about is just impractical. So we had to draw some limits. So first, a very practical limit, but very unfortunate one, is we're looking only at studies that are published in the English language, because that's most convenient for our research group. In our group, we do also speak English, French, German, and Arabic. But so that is not the matter of not being able to read the studies, but it's just the sheer volume of them. And so we hope that the model of the procedure that we follow could be used in other languages to identify research for that. But we want to focus on English just to begin with. And it's really a pity because there's a fantastic work that we've been coming across in some other languages. But just for the sake of focusing, we had to draw those limits. Then another point is making it very clear that we're just looking at Wikipedia. That's the free encyclopedia. We're not looking at other Wikimedia projects, and we're not looking at wikis, not even media wiki. We're looking at Wikipedia and focusing squarely on that. And we're looking only at peer-reviewed journal articles. That means articles that someone has done and submitted to a journal for publication and has gone out to other researchers. Usually the submitter doesn't know who is reviewing their work, who have validated it for quality. So that's a quality control process in academia. And there are conferences, presentations, there's been far more work done in conferences than in journal articles. But generally, the final stage of any research activity is to end up in a journal. That's not always true, but that's usually the case. So that's usually the final stage of quality. And again, we initially we wanted to include conferences, but just the volume of it caused us to restrict ourselves. And we're also including graduate student theses, master's theses, and doctoral theses in what we're looking at. Okay, the search process, we started out by searching 484 research databases. So these are collections of scholarly articles that each database typically has tens of thousands of articles going back several decades. And we didn't restrict ourselves to any area. So we searched computer sciences, we searched information science, we searched the arts, humanities, history, religion, anything at all that talks about Wikipedia. We didn't restrict ourselves so that we wanted the full breadth of what has been treated in Wikipedia. And we definitely found articles from the full range of human interest. We're at this stage now, and we've identified roughly 700 articles. And again, that's only peer-reviewed articles, not including journal articles and focusing just on Wikipedia. Then the next step, there's a couple of pages on Wikimedia and Wikipedia that have already identified a lot of academic studies. Our next step is we're going to compare what we found from our databases with what others have already identified to supplement that. And there's also a research group there's an email list of those who study Wikimedia-related research. And so we plan to, first of all, update the Wikipedia in Academic Studies page with what we found, and then ask those who are in touch, basically, is there anything there that we're missing? Because that's the easiest way to identify people who study Wikipedia. And so definitely if you're not on that list, it's Wiki Research L, have the link there. Oops. So I encourage you to please subscribe to that and to stay in touch with that community. Okay, and as I said, up to date we found about 700 articles that meet our criteria, our quality criteria. And with the further searches, that we'll probably have about 800 studies that we'll analyze. And at this point, this is where we are. So we've identified, as I said, about 700 articles, but we haven't really read them in depth. But I do want to give just a little bit of a taste to give you an idea of the range of the topics. And then I'll focus on just four specific lines of research. And I just selected these because they're very interesting. probably most interesting to those here, and just selected articles from there. So I want to emphasize this is not necessarily the best or the most important research, but this is just some interesting selections to give you an idea of what's been going on. Okay, first, just a general range of topics. I think almost a year ago, I did just a very quick look at different Wikipedia studies to get an idea of the range, and these are some things I found then. There's a lot of studies on how and why Wikipedia works. People trying to make sense of it, and this includes reviews of Wikipedia, and those were mainly, especially 2004, 2005, 2006, when academics realized this thing isn't going away, that maybe you want to pay attention to it, and most of those reviews were pretty negative. Because Wikipedia was younger then, but also just the idea, the concept of a communally created encyclopedia just baffled academics, and they just were not very open to it for the most part. Then there were studies on motivations for contributing, why do people contribute to Wikipedia? Then studies on the editorial process, that's the actual procedure, the interactions between Wikipedians as they create articles. Then there's a major line on the reliability of Wikipedia, and I'm going to follow up on that line here. A lot of the studies there have been criticisms of its poor quality, but there's also some more epistemological philosophical approaches at assessing Wikipedia, which surprisingly have almost all come out in favor of Wikipedia as a very valuable and valid source of knowledge. So I'll talk some more about that shortly. Then there's a very large body of research using Wikipedia as a data source. First, I thought it was significant that there's a lot of academic studies that all they do is cite Wikipedia, or they might just take a definition of something from Wikipedia and just cite, okay, Wikipedia is a source of this definition. But you have to consider that for peer-reviewed research, that means that the authors decided Wikipedia was a good source, a reliable source to cite. Then the reviewers who reviewed it for quality decided that, okay, that's a good, reliable source. And then the journal editors also decided that, okay, that's an acceptable source. And so the prevalence of scholarly articles that all they do is cite Wikipedia does indicate that it is gaining acceptance in the scholarly world. But I had one experience where on an article not related to Wikipedia, but I just cited Wikipedia as a source, and a reviewer complained about it, so I had to write a justification, which is one of my little evangelistic missions and trying to get it out there. But it is increasingly used. Then there are a lot of studies that use Wikipedia as a data source, and I'm going to talk some more about that, and Mayko will go into more detail on just a couple of studies and explain more how articles use that. And then there's application of Wikipedia in various domains, applications in education, which is probably one of the most common domains where Wikipedia is used, applications in business, in law. I'll talk a little bit about applications in healthcare as well. Okay, so now I'm going to look at four specific lines. First, the line about studies on the reliability of Wikipedia, which is a very foundational approach, then using Wikipedia as a source of data in trying to analyze the web semantically. Some people call it Web 3.0, and Wikipedia is a very important resource in that line. Then next, medical applications of Wikipedia. Wikipedia is being used as an information source for healthcare, which has a lot of serious implications. And then on a more theoretical approach, I'll talk about social capital theory, which is one of the theories that some researchers use to try to explain a phenomena, and some of the implications that some of that research has brought to light on Wikipedia. Okay. So first, on the reliability of Wikipedia, and the idea behind this line of research is, okay, is Wikipedia actually, can you count on it? Or is it just garbage? People are just writing whatever they want. There's vandals throwing in stuff. You go to an article today, tomorrow it's not the same thing. How can you cite it? and all along those lines. One of the earliest studies on that line was the communications at the ACM, why you can't cite Wikipedia in my class. And talking about the usual, that it's not a reliable source, you have to, and all of those things. But there's a big turn in 2005 when one of the editorial staff of Nature magazine decided to pit Wikipedia against the generally recognized number one encyclopedia, Britannica. And what this study involved was, of course, Nature is a science magazine, so he took a bunch of science articles and from Wikipedia and from Britannica, and then he sent them to a number of scientists who had published in Nature. And for those who don't know, Nature is one of the top two science journals in the world. So he sent them to a number of scientists who had published there, without them knowing, of course, the sources of the articles, and just to evaluate them. And the results were, well, I think quite astonishing for everyone. Of course, Wikipedia had some problems, but so did Britannica. I can't remember the exact numbers now, but it was something like maybe Wikipedia articles had an average of maybe three or four problems, but Britannica articles had an average of two or three problems. And for the most part, the Wikipedia articles turned out pretty good, and sometimes they were better than the equivalent Britannica articles. And this was very controversial. Britannica had a fit about it and demanded a retraction, but Nature responded by defending themselves. But that was a very major milestone in establishing credibility for Wikipedia. Then some other studies along those lines. An interesting one published in First Monday was by Chesney, and basically looked at, also looking at science articles. And what he did, he randomized, he sent some articles on very domain specific scientific knowledge to experts in that domain. And then other articles, just click the pick a random article button, and not including stubs and so on, send them. So just send them to experts, experts here being professors, PhD students, and so on. So you had some people reviewing articles in which they were, areas in which they were experts, and some articles in which they were not experts. And surprisingly, the credibility, regardless of whether they're experts or not, was pretty high. And especially the ones where these people were experts, they rated them pretty highly, just in the more objective quality criteria. But when it came to credibility, like how much you trust this article, surprisingly, they trusted articles in which they were experts. So when they really knew the subject matter, they had more faith in that article than an article that was given to them, not the same people, but other experts, where it was something they really didn't know about. So, and that says a lot about the psychology of academics, that when they do know the subject matter and they can evaluate it, then they can rely on the article. When they're not really sure, then they have less confidence in Wikipedia, just because they're not really sure. But that has to be taken with a grain of salt, because articles in which they are experts are probably written by people with more scientific knowledge, whereas random articles could be written by anyone. So, but it is interesting nonetheless. Then there's another study where Wikipedia articles were compared, just history articles on Wikipedia were compared with history articles in Britannica and in a couple of specialized history encyclopedias. And in these articles, it was found generally that Wikipedia articles were not as high quality. There were more errors, there's more omission of important topics than in the other studies. Oh boy, okay, I think I'd better speed it up here. And that's kind of relevant because Wikipedia does have a lot of history articles, and so it is kind of important to beef that up. Okay, I'm going to move much faster, and I'll have to skip some slides here. Okay, then coming to the semantic web, I'll just briefly introduce this because I think Mako will go into more detail on it. The semantic web is sometimes called Web 3.0, is an approach to the web of where taking pages not just as they're delivered, but trying to include meaning content encoded in the web pages. And just by automatically searching words and attaching meaning to them. And Wikipedia, because it is an intelligently organized body of knowledge, is often used as a source of associating words, associating that these words go together so computers can automatically derive the meaning of words by looking at what articles they get into. And there is one article to be published next month, which is a literature review on this whole area, mining meaning from Wikipedia. And it's so it treats this topic. I'm sorry, I have to speed through that. Okay, but I do want to talk about Wikipedia as a health information resource. I know that Wikipedia does have a couple of disclaimers, such as that Wikipedia should not be taken as a source of medical expertise, it should not be taken as a source of legal counsel, but it is important to realize that Wikipedia is used as a major health resource. And there's been a study published this year, the first one there, Laurent and Vicker, comparing when people look for health information, just general people on different sites, Google, some medical sites, and Wikipedia, finding that Wikipedia appears as a top 10 resource in many searches, especially for rare diseases. So whether we like it or not, Wikipedia is a major health resource. And that gives a lot of responsibility. It's also very interesting that when some young doctors were observed in just their use of the internet, it was found that about 50% of them use Wikipedia regularly as a source of their medical information. So these are doctors, these are professionals, and these are those who can analyze the quality of the information. So that's also very interesting. A third interesting study is that, well, this was actually more of a news report, but I forget the name of the institute. I'm sorry, I'm blanking out. But a major health institute, which one of the things they study is the medical uses of marijuana, but they definitely take the side that marijuana is not very useful. But one or more of their employees were editing the Wikipedia pages on that, minimizing the medical benefits of marijuana. And there was a bit of an edit war uncovered because of that. And I point that out as relevant because their Wikipedia, with its neutral point of view policy, is able to maintain more objective and less politically slanted medical information. And so it's quite important there. Then the last area I just want to highlight is, well, okay, maybe for time's sake, I'll just skip over this area, but it's on the slide so that I can leave more time for Mako here. So I'll go to these last steps. So that's just a taste of some of the range, and Mako is going to go into more detail in some of them as well. For our particular research direction, the next steps are to finish identifying the articles. As I said, we've done mainly database searches on the major research databases, but we want to contact Wikipedia researchers to find out, okay, what have we missed? What important research is still relevant to complete our search there? And the next step will be to identify the important research questions. And that's something that I would really appreciate from you all. And so we do expect in the next month or two to be sending out requests to the Wikimedia Foundation list and the Wiki Research list, asking for updates on the research questions that are of interest. And our intention is when we analyze these studies, we'll find what have researchers been studying? Have they covered these things that are actually of interest to the people who work on Wikipedia or not? And then once we've identified that, then we'll actually read the studies and code them to find out the information about the research questions and then evaluate them compared to the studies. Our intention, okay, I guess my time is up. Okay, so I think he gave me just another minute. Okay. Okay, so our intention for disseminating the results of this study is first updating the academic studies on Wikipedia page with the full results, the bibliographies that we found with the information about the contents of the studies, the research questions, and so on. And then we intend to have a peer-reviewed publication in a major journal. But that will be just a general outline of our study, but the full details of the study we want to make available in a technical report, which we want to make open access so that will be available for everyone. Then hopefully next year, if possible, I'd like to present the full results at Wikimania next year, which when it will be done. And if there's any other important dissemination outlets, I'd appreciate feedback from any of you. Maybe you can just meet me anytime, catch me, then if there's any comments you have, any questions, I really appreciate the feedback. I mean, that's why I'm here. Okay. Thanks. 5 minutes for questions.
Have you noticed a pattern in the articles you've looked at so far? Like, are there very many articles about a certain type of topic? In the beginning, you divided your studies into articles about reliability, articles about semantic web. Have you noticed what research is focusing on right now?
Okay, so I'll just repeat the question so I can get a microphone. Have I noticed any general trends, any patterns, predominance of weight of research focus? I'll say the main patterns I've noticed are one on the reliability of Wikipedia. And those articles have really evolved. Before they were very, very biased against just the idea, the concepts that this can't work, and pointing out the faults. But then later more empirical comparisons of Wikipedia have come up. More philosophical approaches on the nature of knowledge. So there's been quite a large body on that. The area that I'll say is probably become more predominant is the use of Wikipedia as a corpus in the areas of the semantic web and knowledge management. Not studying Wikipedia as a phenomenon, but just taking that data and using it for knowledge management and semantic analysis purposes. I'm sorry, which paper did I publish?
The brief review of studies of Wikipedia in peer-reviewed journals.
Okay, no. Unfortunately, because of the nature of my job, I'm kind of restricted where all I can publish. But absolutely, if you want to copy, well, I will have it available on my website. So that's a basic thing. But I can give you my card and I can get it direct to you afterwards. Hey, a particular study or paper, why Wikipedia works. Okay. Mako will cover that. Okay.
Colleagues, the articles that you want to read, because there's differences between different academic don't publish in journals at all. So you're going to have conferences that are then the peer review sites. And so you're going to probably want to look at that, because I think you're going to miss quite an interesting swath of work that's done on Wikipedia by only looking at journals. So I think that you might want to reconsider the sources of your data and maybe look at the prestige of the journals and the conferences at which they're being published, as opposed to cutting it off at all journals. So I suggest looking into that. So studies in computer science and human-computer interaction are going to be more in conferences. So.
Okay, that's a very good point. Actually, I've kind of been aware of that. So we're kind of keeping track. We have collected about 300 peer-reviewed conferences, mostly in computer science, Wikipedia. So we haven't thrown those out. But for this present stage of analysis, we're looking at journal articles. But I'd like to talk to you more about this point. Okay. Thank you very much.